Welcome to Doom's Review A Day Comic Book Edition. Today's comic book, Sock Monkey, The Inches Incident from Tony Millionaire, Dark Horse Comics, 2007. This is issue, I don't know, one of the issues, like issue 3 of something, and it is very unprofessional that they don't have the number. Oh, I'm sorry, they do have it very, very small. And it's like the cover background is an embroidered type of carpet or something like that. And then the numbers are very, very small in that embroidered background. What the heck am I talking about? This is issue 4 of 4 issue miniseries. Tony Millionaire. Let me just do my review here. It opens up on the ship. There's a pirate ship. This is very, you could say it's a period piece, let's say pirate times, and it's drawn in a way that the old timey comics were drawn, the comics of the late 1800s, that kind of illustration style, like the yellow kid, things like that. So you get that image in your head, and you see a ship basically being battered by the ocean, tidal waves and thunders, and our heroes is Sock Monkey and some captain, Oyster Joe, and the hero, Inches, which is a ceramic doll whose top of his head, its head is busted off, so it has no hair, it has no top of its head, and there's a giant anteater, too, that's their friend. And their ship is sinking. They're about to die, period, because they're in the middle of the ocean and it's a giant sea storm. They're done for. Until a Deus Ex Machina, a giant sea monster, arises from the water, and they miraculously catch a ride on the sea monster. The sea monster doesn't swim, go back under the water and drown them all, because it's a very fearsome looking thing. It doesn't toss them off its back and then catch them in its mouth like potato chips and eat them. It just lets them go for a ride, and it takes them to another ship after the storm is over. And people recognize Oyster Joe, and there's fights and arguments, and they take them, the ship takes Oyster Joe to shore, and just happens to be at the house that they started out at, Inch's house, the house that Inch's came from. It was a toy in this house. So so Jerky Crow, which is a drunk crow, and the anteater and Sock Monkey and Oyster Joe and the little dolly and the anteater go to the house. Now the Inch's tells the anteater there's a lot of ants in the house, and there is tons and tons of ants. He runs through the field to the house and starts eating up the ants, but there's so many ants, there's millions and billions of ants in the house. Drinky Crow goes into the house and wants to get a cookie out of the cookie jar. Ants come out and cover it and eat it, and is eating this crow to death. And the monkey and the pirate are trying to help the crow, and then they hear the screams of the doll, which is being covered and infested by ants, and there's swarms of ants. Everybody's being covered by ants. Until Oyster Joe gets the idea, runs out of the house, goes to the ship, gets the cannon part of a cannon, just a cannon, puts it on his shoulder, and uses the cannon to shoot the ants off of the child with a giant cannonball. And you just see boom, boom, boom. The house burns down because he just blew the house up with all those, all this gunpowder and cannonballs. He blew up the house. And Drinky Crow and the monkey are outside watching the house set ablaze. And they see this crazy Oyster Joe holding Inches up above his head triumphantly as fire rages around him. The doll thanks Oyster Joe for saving him even though Nidadal not only doesn't have the top of his head, it doesn't have any arms or any legs. And he holds it up and says, "I sailed the seven seas and every puddle from here to Timbuktu. I seen phantom specters and geists to beat the band, and but I ain't never seen nothing to testify the glorious powers of positive goodness like the magic of little dollies." And he holds the damaged dolly up in the air while it looks up, and Sock Monkey looks on nonplussed because he doesn't have any emotion on his face. He's a sock monkey. And that's the end of the whole story. That was crazy. It didn't make sense. Stuff just came out of nowhere to save the day. It's like Howard, what I complain about Howard the Duck. Just Deus Ex Machina all over the place. But I recommend this more than Howard the Duck. Why? Because it's fucking Tony Millionaire and it's good for you. It's good for your brain. Anytime you see Mickey's, anytime you see Sock Monkey or Tony Millionaire's name, buy it, buy it, buy it. That's my review of Sock Monkey, The Inches Incident, issue number 4. That's 5 out of 5 stars. Until next time, check out the Doomcast website, doomcast.blogspot.com. Join my Facebook page, subscribe on iTunes, and hit me up at my email if you have any questions, blackpun2000 at yahoo.com. Until next time, oh, go check out the Review A Day movie website also. Until next time, peace.